بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الإنفاق بما يحب ومن الجيد الحمد لله This is the 37th chapter of Riyadu Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the chapter on spending that which one loves from that which one loves. So a person spends from that thing that he loves a lot. He gives that in the path of Allah. And that which is superior in quality. Quite often we find ourselves giving charity, but we give something of very inferior quality. Here he is bringing our attention to the fact that we should be spending from those things that we love, which are very dear to us, difficult to part with, and also that which is superior in quality. قال الله تعالى لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. Allah says, you will never be able to acquire bir, righteousness, until you spend that which you love. So that which is very dear to you, until you don't spend that and give that in the path of Allah, then in reality you have not reached righteousness. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ. Allah says, O believers, spend of the pure things that you have earned, and that of which we produce for you from the earth. Do not intend to spend inferior things. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان أبو طلحة رضي الله تعالى عنه أكثر الأنصار بالمدينة مالا من نخل. أنس رضي الله عنه says that Abu Talha was one of the most wealthiest people in Medina as far as having orchards. So he had the most orchards in Medina. Anas radiallahu ta'ala, very quickly, he is a young sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. He was 10 years old when he came in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was only 20 years old. Abu Talha is his stepfather. Anas radiallahu ta'ala's father's name was Malik. He passed away. His mother had married Abu Talha. So Abu Talha is his stepfather. So he's talking about his stepfather as being one of the wealthiest of the Ansar as far as having farms and orchards in Medina. وَكَانَ أَحَبُّ أَمْوَالِهِ إِلَيْهِ بَيْرَحَاءَ. And he says that the most beloved of his wealth was an orchard called Bayraha. The name of this orchard was Bayraha, very dear to Abu Talha. وَكَانَتْ مُسْتَقْبِلَ الْمَسْجِدِ. It was just in front of the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يَدْخُلُهَا وَيَشْرَبُ مِنْ مَاءٍ فِيهَا طَيِّبٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would frequent this orchard, he would enter it, and he would drink from the pure water thereof. Ulama explain that it is perfectly permissible for a person, even a scholar, an alim, to go to any garden, to an orchard, and to drink water, to have some type of relaxation. This is permissible. قال أنس رضي الله تعالى فلما نزلت هذه الآية لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. When this verse was revealed, قام أبو طلحة إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Talha immediately stands up and he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He says, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرُّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah has revealed this verse upon you, that you will never acquire righteousness until you spend from that which is dear to you. وَإِنَّ أَحَبَّ مَالِي إِلَيَّ بَيْرَحَا. And the most beloved of my wealth is this orchard, بَيْرَحَا, that I have. وَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَةٌ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. I'm giving this whole orchard as sadaqa in the path of Allah. So see sahaba, the moment a verse came down, immediately without any hesitation, they will bring that into action. Arju birraha wa dhukraha. I want its good, I want its provision, it's in the Allah ta'ala, I want its reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadha'ha ya Rasulullah haythu araka Allahu. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, distribute it, spend it wherever Allah has commanded you, wherever Allah has ordered you to give this orchard to whichever recipient, ya Rasul, you give it. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بَخِنْ ذَلِكَ مَالٌ رَابِحٌ ذَلِكَ مَالٌ رَابِحٌ. He says, بَخِنْ. بَخِنْ, in simple terms, we say, well done, mashallah, shabash, So Rasulullah SAW compliments him. Ulama say from here also somebody did something good, especially a student or somebody new. Then you give him some motivation, encouragement. You praise him, mashallah, very good you have done. And Rasulullah SAW says, this is a very profitable wealth that you have got. In other words, you have earned great profit now in terms of reward. وَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ مَا قُلْتَ I've heard very well what your intention is. You want to give it in the path of Allah. And wherever I feel the person who is most appropriate for it, then I should give it to that person. وَإِنِّي أَرَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَهَا فِي الْأَقْرَبِينَ But I feel that you should give this orchard to your close relatives. Your close family members who are poor, give it to them. فَقَالَ أَبُو تَلْحَىٰ أَفْعَلُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Messenger of Allah, I will do so. So here again, charity begins at home. Yesterday with it, your wife and children, you should be, and your subordinates, you should be caring for them mostly. That's the most virtuous of the dinar that you'll be spending. And also your poor relatives. Give them first before you give somebody else. فَقَسَّمَهَا أَبُو طَلْحَى فِي أَقَارِبِهِ So Abu Talha رضي الله then distributed this orchard amongst his relatives. وَبَنِي عَمِّهِ And his cousins. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيهِ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Give from those things which are very dear to us and give that which is of good quality. Not, let us not spend from that thing which we can't use ourselves and is of no value to us if it is inferior and we expect somebody else to make use of it. That is incorrect. لَن تَنَارُ الْبِرَّ The word lan is a very strong word in Arabic. You will never acquire righteousness till you spend from that which is dear to you. Then, when you feel that pinch in your heart, that is real charity and it will bring us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.